T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports time, Mike Max here on 830 WCCO on the Morning News. Twins play tonight.
This is Byron Buxton of the Twins. Here's Mike Max with sports on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
Should be a good crowd tonight, Max. It looks like really nice weather. Detroit comes to town, and the Twins are the hottest, one of the hottest in baseball.
Yeah, and funny how you can you go through Minnesota like we all do, and you just live in misery for a few days. Then you wake up, there you go. Yeah, things are going to be okay. Things look pretty good. The Twins are benefiting this time because they've kind of timed it wrong so far, where they've had the bad weather when they're in town, better when they're out of town. And the only person that likes that is Larry DeVito. Not that he likes it, but he says the grass grows so well when they're out of town when we get nice weather. So they should have everything in place now. And hopefully going forward, we can just not worry about weather and go out and watch a good baseball team play. And Detroit's struggling a little bit, knew they would coming into the season. Twins are on pace to hit the most home runs that they've hit since 1963. So it's kind of funny because, Dave, you and I have talked about this before. You know, you dissect everything when a team's not hitting home runs. Well, it's the stadium. It's the weather conditions. It's the time of day that they play. Well, a lot of times it's just either you got home run hitters or you don't. And in 1963, they had home run hitters at Met Stadium. And, you know, when the Twins were hitting home runs in the Dome, then they called it the Homer Dome, you know. And then all of a sudden they weren't hitting home runs in the Metrodome. Nothing changed except the players, you know. It's just about having that pure power, and they've got it.
Those $5 tickets sold out in less than 48 hours.
Wow. So that should put some people in the stands, which is good. Get that atmosphere going. And I think June, July, and August will be off the charts out there as this team trends, because if you got a team that's winning and hitting home runs, that's a pretty good combination. And now, you know, at some point in time here, when you talk about Miguel Sano coming up and trying to wreak a little havoc up here at the big, big level. He's been in the minor leagues here for a bit, and they've got the benefit of allowing him to stay down there because they don't have injuries. They've stayed relatively healthy. So they can sit and wait on him a little bit. But when you bring that big thunder up, if he's got the right attitude, that has a pretty good dimension too.
He turns 26 today.
Is he 26? He's been here a long time already. And I'll tell you, I thought he was in 17 when he got her going there and made the All-Star game. I said, that's it. He's over the hump. Everything is good. But that goes to show, too, how hard sports are. Now, Sano's got self-inflicted wounds because he is the victim of his own eating habits and his own work habits and all those things over the years. But same with Buxton. You know, Buxton in 17, it looked like he was over the hump, and then last year was a disaster. These games are just, and these sports are just unforgiving. They just, you know, the scouting reports are so good that if you don't keep up with it, if you don't adjust to what they're adjusting to on you, it will just kick your butt. And and you saw that over the last few years here with those two guys, that there's just no freebies. You got to think it and outthink it and out prepare for it every day, and that's why it's so hard to stay at that level.
Lynx play tonight, Maxie.
Yeah, they got their first preseason game of the year, and they'll start to assess things. So it's not, you know, it's not a critical game or anything like that, but it is for them because they got to look at a lot of different people now with Lindsey Whalen and Maya Moore and Rebecca Brunson not part of the mix anymore. That gives you some great opportunities. I think Danielle Robinson is going to be a really good point guard for him. She's already been named the captain by Cheryl Reeves, so Cheryl must see something in her that she thinks is pretty good, intangible-wise. And Kenesha Bell, of course, is getting a shot from the Gophers, who's drafted in the third round. And then WNBA, that's a late draft pick, so it's going to be tough for her to make the team, but nice to see her get a shot. She's athletic enough to do some things. But I think they're going to have a good team. I really do. I think they're going to have, they lost some, but they had a good draft, and I think they got a chance to be really good this year.
Philadelphia, Portland won their basketball games last night. Tonight, Golden State at Houston. Boston beat Carolina in hockey. And then the thing I was going to mention about Golden State and Houston, Maxie, because we're kind of keeping an eye on Houston because we got their guy now up here running the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
But Kevin Durant's not going to play.
This weekend he's out for it. And obviously, you know, Golden State has a lot of weapons, and they can kind of shift it and play a different style if they need. But he is – he's a weapons weapon, man. He is something, the way that he plays the game. And, you know, since he came in, well, when is it? I was watching some replay of him playing in college the other day. He just played 1 year at Texas. And even then, he was shooting that 25-footer, and he was 6'11", and he was just so freakishly good. And that's a big blow, because you might line it up with Houston. Houston still got their big three, you know, Harden and is the key to it all. But that does more than even the playing field. I think it tilts it in Houston's direction. That's why you play hard. You never know what can happen. But these have been some, you know, the games haven't been great, but the series have been really good. And, you know, you get into game sevens. Now Toronto and Philadelphia is going game seven. Jimmy Butler had a great game last night, 25 points, helped lead the way, flexed his muscles, did all that stuff. And he must just be laughing, man. He got the deal he wanted, and he's still playing, you know.
MIAC baseball playoffs got underway yesterday. Today, Brad Baker and Jerry Hogan square off at 3 o'clock at CHS Field.
There's a couple of veterans. They both won yesterday, and you're referring to Gustavus and St. John's, and they knocked off St. Olaf and St. Mary's yesterday to move on with double elimination. So, yeah, it was a little chilly yesterday. They had a good day for it. I was amazed up in Duluth. They had the UMAC conference going on, and they had 8 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And so I looked at the video of the game that was played there, and you never know it. They just literally cleared the turf, put the I thought this was gonna be a really cool video, because you couldn't even see you couldn't see snow anywhere. They got the snow blowers out and they cleared it off, and they played yesterday after 8 inches, and you'd have never known it.
Selecting a gift for your mother for this Sunday, Maxie, is always important.
Yep.
You take time when it comes to her, a thoughtful gift. And as I strutted my stuff in the darkened streets of 2nd Avenue South on my way into these historic halls of WCCO with my fob in my hand, I opened the door, and there on the front desk in the A3L lobby, a frantically opened cardboard case of Old Dutch chips. And I looked at it, and with the name in bold font, it had to be 36 size on the font, Mike Max. And I said, that son of a gun, he got his mother some Old Dutch chips. Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well, you know what? Even if she knows it's coming, it's okay. Because you mix it up and you put in, and yeah, she's dropped some hints. Let's be honest, okay? This isn't like I'm just buying, you know, oh boy, that cheese popcorn is really good,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time that we're with her at Thanksgiving, it's, you know, boy, what you got me last year for Mother's Day, the tortilla chips were just outstanding. The thing.
Yeah.
And then Christmas time, you hear another one, you know?
Yeah.
Boy, that salsa for the Restaurante chips. And so I said, okay, you're worth it. So I packaged it into one. And then anybody can do this, right?
No, anybody. This is for everybody. This is advice that we're giving you.
Yep, you can get the big box. You go out. I went to Cub Foods for part of it and to Lunds and Byerly's for the other. I'll be honest about it, because I wanted to mix and match, because she's very special in my life. And I found the barbecue chips. And then I was short one chip, kettle chips. And Walgreens carried it. And luckily, last night, Walgreens opened all night, because I wanted to get this done in package so I could FedEx it, you know?
Yeah, I got to get the bowl on it. And
yep. And all that stuff. So I went to Walgreens last night, and sure enough, they had 3 kettle chips bags left. So one for Mom, 2 for me, and we're all happy.
Well, she's really happy in the fact that you would think, that's what a mom wants, you to take care of yourself. And so that's a good lesson for you to and making her feel good that you also enjoying these Old Dutch chips.
Yes,
but this is for Mom, so that you're exactly right. You go out and get the triple pack. You don't fool around with anything else.
No, not on Mother's Day.
No.
Come on, Dave. We've seen some of those amateur hour guys who tried over the years.
Doesn't work.
It's Mother's Day, for crying out loud. Yeah. Just get the triple pack and be done with it.
And who's going to pick up on it quicker than your mom? You
that's
know?
Right. Who knows you better than Mom? She knew you before you knew yourself, you know?
Yeah, you can't pull the bag over her eyes. The Old Dutch bag.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I mean, this time of year, I mean, barbecue chips for so many different mothers. And so many moms made you Sloppy Joes when you were a kid, the new Sloppy Joe flavor. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure it out. All you got to do is get on the rack. You look at the rack of chips that they've got there in those places, and all something resonates with Mom. And, and Mother's Day and Old Dutch has gone together for so long.
Now, and your dad's a wonderful guy. I've had the chance to meet him, your brother. I've met them, too. And I don't mean this in any disparaging way, but I remember last year when I saw him shortly after Mother's Day, and I said, did Maxie get the Mom more chips from Old Dutch? And he said, yep. a real chip off the old block. And I think there was just a little anger that Father's Day he didn't see those ripples and Dutch crunches and Arriba nachos. So I'm just giving you a little hint for Father's Day, okay?
Yeah, I know, but he's got to wait his turn, too. You got to earn those. And Mom kind of gets set on the pedestal first from all the kids, and then he kind of works his way up. But you can't do it the same year, is what I said, because it's got to be special the first year.
Yeah. So it'll be a long time coming, Dad, but it'll someday.
Earn those.
All right. Well, that's what a great Mother's Day weekend you have planned, Maxie. Thanks for
sharing.
I get
a little emotional when you talk about it, but, yeah, you're right, and especially when I was able to find those kettle chips. That was one of those moments when you go, oh. Mission complete for Mom, you know.
Nicely done. You relax now. Take some time and just mellow out a little bit. He is Mike Max, Old Dutch Chips. They're sitting at your grocery store for Mom this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.